Very quiet, serene. This is a really beautiful monument.
What the hell?
Hello?
Yeah. There you go. Nerd Burger Theater.
Oh, hi! How are you?
We're at the monument for the Indians. I mean, yeah. Native Americans.
Hey, running deer.
Whoa.
What's going on?
Welcome to Nerd Burger, episode 49. I'm Mike.
Yo.
And that's Craig.
I'm Craig.
What's up, bitch?
Not much, yo. Whoa, sorry. Don't. Just, we shouldn't. We're white.
Yo, here we are today making fat stacks on the Nerd Burgers, yo.
Is that some kind of Jesse Pinkman thing you're doing?
Yeah, no. No.
No?
I'm not doing
anything. Oh, okay, we're not going?
I'm incredibly white.
So was he.
It's true. But he had a little bit of street cred. I don't have any at all.
Yeah, he was the captain.
Captain Cook.
So how's it going, Craig?
It's going fine. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got done watching Saw 6.
Did you see Saw?
I saw Saw. Did you see Saw?
I saw Saw. Did you see Saw 2?
I saw Saw 2. Did you see Saw 3?
I saw Saw 3. I saw Saw 3. Did you see Saw 5?
That didn't take long. You skipped Saw 4. Didn't you see Saw 4?
I saw 4. Did you see Saw 4?
I saw Saw 4. I also saw Saw 5. Did you see Saw 5?
I saw Saw 5. Did you see Saw 6?
Just earlier. That's what I just said. Yeah.
Jeez.
With you. You were there. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Seeing Saw 6.
Arguably the worst of the series.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Saw 7 yet, so I don't know. I can't say. You can. You said Saw 7 was good. So
I like that one better than some of the other later ones.
Looking forward to the improvement.
After
bottoming out there.
Yeah. Shall we invite our guest aboard
with
music?
Well, hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. I have a surprise for you guys today. Hold on one sec. Here we go.
What the hell?
I don't know what this
Hello,
is.
Hello, Craig. Thanks for inviting me back to be on Nerd Burger Show. Yeah.
Okay, you have to explain to the white people.
It's my IMT Pain microphone that I said I would bring in next time if you invite me back.
Oh, cool.
I'm a man of my word.
Okay, Mike, so be careful what you prompt him for today.
Yeah.
Because he'll bring it in.
I got the T-Pain effect, yo.
Jeez.
Okay, you can do the whole show like that.
The whole show on my T-Pain microphone.
No, please don't.
Okay, I will.
We're so close to 10 listeners.
This is only going to bring in more.
Yeah, right. But wow, let me take a look at that.
Yeah. Check it out.
T-Pain effect. It's got buttons.
It's glowing red.
It's glowing red. It's
for a second
plastic.
There, I thought it was a,
it's got a little
it was
bit
a
of heft
Darth
to
Vader
it.
Lightsaber.
That's incredible. How much does one of those cost?
Oh, this was $26 on Amazon.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like sold. I'm in. T-Pain microphone is mine.
And how long have you had
Maybe
that?
I'll donate it to Nürburgring Studios.
so we can use it every so often?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you want it. You know,
well, what have we got? I've got a few things that I've brought over and left sitting around here. Mike's got a few things that he keeps up here. Right. Matthew donated $1 time.
Matthew's dollar right here.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of donations, so maybe.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Are we ready to rock this show?
Well, yeah, now we are.
Of course. We've got the IMT Pain mic.
It's news time for news?
It's time for news. What do you got, Mike?
Hang on. Okay. So, as Ando pointed out last week, these things just write themselves.
Christ. I'm going to have to put together a theme. I was thinking about it this week.
A what has Microsoft effed up this week theme?
No, what has anybody but Apple messed up this week?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Broaden it out. So
why don't you go ahead and get that ready right now.
Screw you. Okay, fine. Bring it. Here we go. Let's just get it out of the way.
Microsoft said to cut Windows price 70% to counter rivals. Stronger competition from Apple and Google cut revenue last quarter at Microsoft's Devices and Consumer Licensing Division, which includes Windows software, as the computer industry posted its biggest annual decline on record. So Microsoft now, because Apple and Google are giving their software away for free because they make money elsewhere, Microsoft now is being forced to lower the price on theirs, which is all they do is software pretty much.
Yeah.
So, but that's good. That's good. That's good for us.
So the model
competition. Yay.
The model is changing.
Yes.
And Microsoft is finally on board. Okay.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah,
I suppose.
So the next time you have to buy Windows 7.
Well, hopefully I won't have to buy Windows 7 again. I have my copy.
You're not on Windows 8?
I don't know.
I've heard so many good things.
No. No, I'm not. So that's the summarizing. Yeah. That's the whole deal. Okay. Did you watch Heroes?
Did I watch
jump
Heroes?
Into TV? You watched Heroes when it was on television.
Yeah.
The television show Heroes.
I tried watching it. I didn't make it all the way through.
You watched the first season and then you somewhere along the rest of the way.
Third season, I think we bailed out of.
I never watched
Never
Heroes.
Watched it?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
You know how they're doing the 24?
Yeah.
It's not really a reboot, but it's like a one... One
they're bringing
season,
it back
like,
for
it's like a one-shot
it's
event.
It's 12. It's not 24 anymore. It's 12.
It's 12, right. But it's a one-shot event over the summer that they're going to do like a short season. It's basically a mini-series.
Yeah, 12 episodes.
Well, guess what they're doing for Heroes next year?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Heroes Reborn.
Wait, with different people? The way it was intended?
It's all hush-hush right now. We don't know.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So we don't know at this point. We know that Tim Kring, the creator of the show, is on board. But otherwise, everything is very hush-hush. I'm sure that it'll slowly leak out over the course of the next year, whether they're going to have fully utilize the characters from their original show or maybe just have some cameos or who knows.
Interesting.
The way the show was supposed to be, like you said, was each season was going to be a whole different story with a whole different set of characters. But then they got a bunch of characters that became incredibly popular during the first season.
And the network said,
oh, no, don't you dare. Everybody loves
the
Hero.
The guy's name is Hero. You can't get rid of him.
And everybody loves Siler, and everybody loves Peter. And oh, crap. Oh, they're three incredibly powerful characters, and how are we going to gimp them every season moving forward and just destroy the writing? maybe we can make that a three-year process. Success.
Did they have a fourth season?
Yeah. Fourth season actually kind of brought it back around. There was some decent stuff there.
Oh, well.
So they didn't follow the Lost plan of, or not Lost, the Game of Thrones plan where you just kill off all the most popular characters. Didn't do that.
Well, I mean, the problem was that it was a superhero show. So there were a number of times where characters, quote unquote, died and then promptly resurrected or. It turned out that it really wasn't them because somebody else was masquerading as them or, you know, whatever.
Kind of like American Horror Story.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's never a good thing. Just kill your characters off and be done with it already.
Well, with a comic book thing, that's kind of the deal, though. Most comic book series are like that. You know, every one of the X-Men has died multiple times in different storylines. Batman has died and come back. Robin has died. And Superman's freaking died.
Well, he's Superman.
Yeah, but... But that's what comic
books
do.
It's implied in the name.
He's Superman. But anyway, so Heroes Reborn sometime in 2015. Miniseries, 13 episodes.
Right after we get the self-lacing shoes.
One would hope. Yeah. Maybe they'll feature them on the show and have product placement and commercials.
Like they did in the original Heroes.
There'll be a character named Marty.
Who drives a Versa?
Yeah, that's right. It was a Nissan Versa that they kept talking about there for a few episodes. And then they would have an ad for the Nissan Versa.
And then later on, it was the cheerleaders, I believe it was the Rogue, which then got stolen. They made a big deal out of the fact that her brand new Rogue got stolen.
Oh, I don't remember.
Her brand new Nissan Rogue.
Right. Okay.
Nissan, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast.
Moving on.
Number two.
Do you have anything?
Yeah.
Anything more? Okay.
This is number two in a series
of
stories
concerning
technology
and bashing.
Google tells you how to avoid being a glass hole.
Don't buy Google Glass. Next story.
Da, 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 da.
Okay.
Yeah, so they've got a whole,
I saw this story.
A whole list of do's and don'ts. Do you want to hear some of the do's? Explore the world around you. Take advantage of glass voice commands. Ask for permission when you video people or take their photo. Don'ts include glass outs, in which you appear to zone out while doing in-depth work on your headset, playing high-impact sports wearing your Google Glass, expecting people around you to ignore the fact that you're wearing a computer on your face, or being generally creepy or rude.
So don't be a dick.
just
Will Wheaton's law.
just don't buy it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to skip straight to number three, or would you like to interject?
How many do you have?
Three.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll save my little
okay.
something here for the end.
Well, and then I have more, but these are just three technology
Lord. Okay,
ones.
Okay. Go, go, go.
What were you saying about how I was bashing everybody but Apple? Major Apple security flaw.
Okay, now what he's going to do is he's going to tell us about a security flaw and then how quickly it was fixed.
Of course.
Go.
How amazing.
Because that's security, what he did last time.
There was a security flaw and it's been fixed. So update your iPhone. Craig, back to you.
That's it?
Well,
that's how we get.
I rained on your parade there, did
you,
I?
What do you call it? Jumped the route?
Yes. But it's just the same stuff you report every time. Bring something different next time. Pick a different... No Google, no Samsung, no Apple, no Microsoft.
Okay.
Pick a different technology next time.
Okay.
A different company.
Okay.
And rip it. Nerdburger challenge. For you. You know how there's like zombie stuff everywhere nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead's popular on TV. There's been a lot of movies... Both, you know, serious horror movies and zombie comedies and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, mostly you see zombie people, right? Uh-oh. You don't often see zombie animals.
Zombie squirrels?
I've seen them every so often. Well, you're in the neighborhood. Zombie four-legged verminous type creatures.
Zombie rats?
No.
Zombie
Wolverines! We were watching Red Dawn earlier. No. How about the kinds that build a dam?
Zombie beavers?
No, zombievers.
Oh.
And this is a real movie, and there's a trailer, and we might need to do a whole episode dedicated to this
okay.
movie.
Like, oh. Like we will have to do for Sharknado 2.
Right. The second one.
The second one.
Which is the subtitle for it. Uh-huh. But Zombievers will feature such dialogue as the following.
You girls from out of town?
We're staying over there in my cousin's place. We were looking for beavers.
Well, hell, ain't we all?
And.
Yeah.
Never seen a real beaver before up close.
Well, maybe you should try going down on me once in a while, Buck.
Cannot turn against each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So is this on Sci-Fi Channel?
No, it's playing at the Berlin Film Festival. It's a theatrical release, at least at festivals. We'll see what kind of a release they get.
Zombievers. This is awesome.
Yeah, the trailer. It's. Ooh. It's beavers, all right.
Yeah.
Attacking people. There's body parts floating in lakes.
So now these are actual dam building four legged verminous beavery animals.
Yes.
And not.
Okay, no, not that. They're
because based on what you've shown us from.
Well, that's just because that's the kind
of trailer.
That's the kind of
it
dialogue.
It would lead you to believe.
No, that's a movie called Teeth. I mentioned this before.
Yeah. Okay, I must have been getting it confused with that.
Vagina dentata, which is a thing.
A real thing?
Well, it's a...
Is that like the fish that has human teeth?
Look it up. I'm not even going into that. So, what do you got up next? Go watch Zombievers, everybody. Coming to a theater near you.
Well, now I'm not sure which one of these is best to follow that.
I don't think there's really anything that can follow that properly. Just pick one and go.
You can't follow Zombievers, dude.
Winnie the Pooh Teddy among objects found in Scottish sewers.
Teddy?
Like teddy bear.
Okay.
Like a stuffed Pooh bear.
Okay, so there's a Pooh bear in the sewer? Okay, I see.
The sewer's clogged
I
by
gotcha.
A giant Pooh.
Jeez. Thank you for sharing that with everybody.
Usually the problem they have is with baby wipes. That's a big thing. They claim to be flushable, but they're really not.
Okay, sure.
I think we covered... Did we cover that on the show? The giant sewer clog that was made up of...
At one point, yeah.
Like so some, this is the kind of the same issue.
Some gigantic sentient pile of refuse in some sewer. Was it London?
Yeah, it was the UK, I think. Yeah. But now it's a... But
it was threatening to overtake Parliament.
I think somebody took a picture of it and...
Setting explosives underneath Parliament like Guy Fawkes.
Well, there was a headline, you know, giant poo clog sewers, but it was, you know, P-O... O-H, poo. But it's a Winnie the Pooh, a bike, a fax machine, jeans.
A fax machine?
Yeah. It's a whole laundry list of things that they
found. Honey, the fax
there.
Machine's broken. What should I do with it?
Just flush it.
PC load letter? I'm just going to flush this thing.
Why does it always see paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks. As long as we're just quoting Office Space.
Oh, speaking of people being able to quote movies at length, what did you just tell me about yourself downstairs?
Oh, we were watching Red Dawn. And
which features Patrick Swayze.
Which features Patrick Swayze, and there's a point early in the movie.
A very young, very alive Patrick Swayze.
Yes, for the younger listeners out there, this is the real Red Dawn, the one that was made in the 80s, and that has one star on Comcast. As opposed to the remake, which I don't know how many stars it has, but it
more than one.
It's well, I mean, it's a big over the top action movie. You know, there's houses blowing up.
It may or may not have more stars. It definitely has more explosions.
And at one point, Patrick Swayze and a bunch of the other guys are up in the woods and they're having an argument about what they're going to do. And Jed, played by Patrick Swayze, says, you know, gets them all in line and says, "You're going to do what I say no matter what." And I piped in from across the living room, "This is my dance space. That's your dance space. I stay in my dance space. You stay in your dance space." And Mike looked at me and I was like, "That's from Dirty Dancing."
Dirty Dancing.
I knew that was from Dirty Dancing. What surprised me was your ability to quote every line from Dirty Dancing.
Spaghetti arms. Yeah, because in high school I had a girlfriend and her parents had a VCR and they had Dirty Dancing and I probably watched that movie 20 times.
Yep.
Funny enough, what Jennifer Grey is also in Red Dawn.
That's true.
That was the point at which we stopped watching it and came up here.
Yeah, when we had to get up here to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, when they find the girls
hiding in their grandparents'
spider hole.
Yeah. Crawl space or whatever. But something else that I realized while we were watching it is that like half of that cast were in The Outsiders the year before.
Oh yeah.
And what's really funny is C. Thomas Howell's in this. He was in The Outsiders.
Yeah.
But so is the guy who played the main Soche, the curly-headed tall guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was the main guy.
Not only are they both in Red Dawn, they're like best friends in Red Dawn, which is hilarious.
So they got over their differences.
Yeah. Right.
The greaser and the Soche sat down, shared a milkshake.
Moved to Colorado.
Went to a sock hop. Fell in love, moved to Colorado.
When your country invades,
and then fought the commies together.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to put aside your differences.
Speaking of Colorado, well, not really, because this is in San Francisco, but it's along the same lines.
Okay.
Girl Scout does brisk business selling cookies outside San Francisco Pot Club.
I heard about that. Yeah. Sold 170 or something in 2 hours.
117 boxes 17. In 2 hours.
Genius.
Smart kid.
Yep. And this was all 13-year-old Danielle Lay. And this was all with her mother's permission.
Sure. And you know what? Probably could have gone ahead and just jacked the price up by a buck and taken that buck for yourself.
$117 free.
That's a lot of toys and whatever else she wants to buy, I suppose. Accoutrements for her bicycle or whatever. 117 bucks is like, that's like $1 billion to a little kid.
Yeah.
You can shop forever. Yeah. You're never going to run out of that money. That money is going to last forever.
You could buy the whole candy store with that.
You could get like 5 I am T-Pain mics with that. Just saying.
Do they have Almost. Different colors?
Yes, they
oh,
do.
Oh, so you could color coordinate with your outfits.
Yeah, there's there a go. White one. Yeah.
Hey, entrepreneur girls, Girl Scout in San Francisco. Think, just keep that in mind. Give it a shot. Get a few extra bucks. Get some IMT Pain microphones. And color coordinate them with your clothes.
Get
with
the
your
whole collection.
With your cell phone. And
you can get little speakers too. Do they make under your belt? And
do they make a pink one?
I think so. Yeah, probably. I'm pretty sure so I saw a pink one.
You can get speakers for the thing too. You could like, yeah. Well, it's kind of got a speaker to it, on, you know, in it
on the bottom. Anyway. Yeah, but it's got like a plug-in one.
But right, you could walk around and like, you know, narrate your life.
Exactly.
Oh, I've often wanted to do that. I think, you know, you can do it around the house by yourself. You can narrate your life or hum a soundtrack. You can't really do it in public.
Give us an example.
No. I just said you can't do it in public, and I'm certainly not putting it on the internet forever. Craig goes to wash the dishes. This chunk of spaghetti is giving him a particular problem. You know, really boring narration.
Yeah. You should record some of that with the T-Pain microphone.
No, I shouldn't.
I got one more. Okay. Bringing it back around to serious news.
Oh, you claim, but go ahead.
We found the oldest star in the known universe, and it's right on our galactic doorstep. Astronomers have discovered the oldest living star in the known universe, and remarkably, it's situated right on our galactic doorstep. Thanks for taking your title right out of the first paragraph. Just 6,000 light years away, well within the Milky Way.
Oh, well, I didn't get to... I was going to say Madonna.
Oldest known star.
Yeah. She looks awfully old anyway.
Well, she is now since Shirley Temple died.
Yeah. Lately, Madonna looks like she's actually like in a time-lapse video. Like every time you see her, she's significantly older than she was last time you saw her.
How do they know it's the oldest star?
They don't. It's just the oldest known one they've seen.
Okay.
They're scientists.
They did the
science. They're guessing.
Oh, of course.
No, they're not guessing. They did the science. They went up there and they used some spectrometer type thing and they read some... the presence of some particular chemical or compound or molecule or something that tells them that this one's older than that one. And
that would be iron.
They did the science.
It contains almost no iron.
There you go.
Less than 1/10 millionth of the iron found in our own local sun.
Is it iron deficient?
Yeah.
That's not good for you.
No.
It needs real problems.
It needs to eat more spinach.
So it's suffering from fatigue, dizziness. Twitches. Is it irritable?
That's how they found it. Yeah. Oh, look at that star. That one really far away.
Leave me alone. What's wrong with you? Trying to go to the bathroom. Brittle nails.
It's a female star, I take it, because don't you females usually suffer from iron deficiency more than
pagophagia?
That's because of all that extra bleeding they do.
Pagophagia.
Pagophagia?
Yes. Want to guess?
Mm-mm.
It's a compulsive consumption of ice. Or iced,
weird.
Or iced drinks.
Huh.
Oh. Or it had restless leg syndrome. So it was lying in its sun bed. Just like all over the place.
Somebody I know actually has that. It's not made up.
No, I know it's not. I'm just saying that's...
Well, it sounds made up.
Well...
Well, it turns out it's real. In case you were wondering.
I have wandering wrist syndrome. It's just my arm moves all over the place all of a sudden.
Your hand just kind of... Yeah.
No, I don't have any of that stuff. So,
Larry, you doing all right over there?
I'm good.
Okay.
So what have you guys been watching?
Well, just this morning, we were watching our usual Law and Order reruns.
Were you paying attention to the computers?
Actually, no, I wasn't. But the actor, and I forget his name, who played Shooter McGavin in Happy
McGavin.
Gilmore, was the main character. Mm-hmm. And it was a guy who was convinced that he was JFK's illegitimate son. And there was all this stuff with, there were these murders associated with presidential memorabilia, and he was trying to obtain a sample of JFK's hair so he could get a DNA tested. Anyway, they get the first murder charge against him. It gets thrown out in the court. And as he's leaving, he walks past the prosecutor lady, who's the regular on the show, and he walks past her, and then he stops and he turns and he looks at her and he says, "Yeah, nice job. Yeah, way to go there." And it was like, dude, he's doing Shooter McGavin. I couldn't believe it. It was so funny. But then the rest of the time, he did a good job of being that character that he was supposed to be. But it was just for that one instant, he became
brief
Shooter.
Brief moment where they turn into something. That happens every so often where you're watching somebody act, especially if they have certain colloquial expressions or certain ways of saying things or facial expressions that they use a lot. Like I've been noticing, I've been watching True Detective on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Woody Harrelson is doing some damn fine lip acting in that movie.
Yes, he is.
He licks his lips. He puffs out his lips. He kind of grinds his teeth and makes his lips kind of purse together. And yeah, every scene he's doing something with his lips.
Weird.
That's his thing. Because I've seen it before. I've seen him do it in others.
Yeah.
Other movies and back in Cheers and everything.
Hmm.
But
not to go into
specifics of it because we're in the middle of the series and it's awesome.
Yes,
it's one of the best things on television.
Yeah,
right,
it's amazing.
It's going to be miniseries. Each season is going to be its own story about detectives, about a case. So we don't know what next season is going to look like. But I've made fun of Matthew McConaughey in the back about, you know, it back in the day where he just kind of played the same. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey there. Hey,
the character from
real likable guy.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude has transformed himself.
Well, yeah.
In Dallas Buyers Club and in True Detective.
True Detective.
He is one of the most compelling characters I've ever seen on television. His character, as it stands right now, is more interesting than Walter White ever was.
Yeah, he's really it's a
just
good
because
show.
Because it's a miniseries and they're doing the story's going through flashbacks and present day. So you're seeing this character how he was and how he's going to be, and you don't know how he gets there.
Hmm.
And it's what he's very different.
Is this on?
It's on the HBO.
Oh, that's why I'm not watching it.
So anyway.
It's really good. I'm going to watch it tonight. Really
okay.
Hey, are you up to speed on last week?
Oh, yeah. Last week was amazing.
Every episode
that
something happens, you're like,
whoa.
Okay, this is the best episode of the show. No, this is the best episode.
Yeah. Last week's was crazy.
Well, the 2 weeks ago was, and this one everybody knows about if they're watching the show, and it doesn't really spoil anything, but they did like a 6-minute one-take shot at the end that sprawls over this whole neighborhood and a gunfight going on and people in other houses getting their guns ready to come out and multiple characters trying to escape the area and everything. And it was incredibly tense. It was all one take, 6 minutes long.
Cool.
It was crazy.
It was like just a beautiful, beautiful piece of film.
And how many times did they have to do that?
Once. They only did it once. Come on.
I imagine they did it multiple times, but it's still, you know, just to choreograph all of that, to have everything happen so perfectly where people are coming around corners at just the right time. And when they bring the camera into this house, they leave the main characters for a while and they float through another house where other stuff's going on. And you're like, holy crap.
Yes.
And then they float back outside and pick up with the main characters again. And then you see what that other house is doing in the background. And
they got all Robert Altman on it. Robert Altman did a lot of that. Like one shot takes very long.
Opening scene of Snake Eyes, Brian De Palma. Also, an incredibly long one-take shot. Introduces you to all the characters and sets off the action all in one shot.
All in one take.
All right. Sorry, that was a little sidetrack there. What were you going to say, Mike?
I don't remember now.
Were you guys watching something that started with the letter O? Or I guess started with the word winter?
I know.
What?
Ooh, pick me. Olympics.
Oh. That O.
Yes. I've been watching a lot of Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you doing something over
there? We got the Olympic theme song coming up here. Oh, there it is.
That's an older version. That's not NBC's current
spiffy
version.
I like this.
Couldn't find that one.
I Googled, and this is the first one I got. You want to go look for another one? We can sit around here and not talk while you Google search. So, Yeah. Okay, fine. So, you guys have been watching the Olympics. I haven't really been. What have you been digging
on? What did you say to me earlier? You wouldn't know that the Olympics were on
if it wasn't for the sports show that I listen to at work every morning. Because I haven't watched any. Not a single second.
But I've been watching lots of Olympics.
I've been trying to watch as much as I can.
Well, it's over now. Yeah. Just ended. So, sad.
We gotta wait 4 more years to see people wreck spectacularly in the snow.
For the Ice Olympics, yes.
Yeah. For them to...
those are really the best ones.
For 100 and whatever different ways to slide.
Let's see what happened. Well, Russia won on the medal count thing.
Really?
The U.S. is number 2, yeah.
Russia,
because they were
when they hosted it.
Yeah, they came back. With
they came
vengeance.
From behind.
They did.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Putin will be glad to know that they came from behind.
And the judges are anonymous. and 6 women who fell during their short program. I heard this piece of news. All managed to beat out the American girl who didn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Russians won, and it's in Russia.
Yep. Funny that.
I'm trying to think, too, was there anything like that the last time the Russians... Oh, yeah, there was the last time the Russians hosted. There was all sorts of controversy. Yeah, I don't buy it, but whatever. It's the unimportant Olympics, so... Sorry, skaters and skiers.
I think it's better than the Summer Olympics.
Oh, why do you like it better?
Well, I didn't really pay attention to the Summer Olympics 2 years ago.
Oh, so just based on
this one was just more entertaining.
The fact that you got interested.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you watch?
No, typically I watch the Winter Olympics more than I watch the Summer Olympics.
Okay, so well, what specifically did you watch?
I watched...
If you had a choice of one Winter Olympic sport to watch...
Oh, geez.
What would you watch?
Downhill skiing, the big one.
Is it called the big one? Is that
downhill?
The name of the event?
I don't know.
Basically downhill.
Downhill. Yeah. The giant, the big long.
Where they just go really fast. Where they point their skis down the hill and go.
they go like 95 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And when they wipe out, they wipe out spectacularly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So
they get up, covered in blood.
the agony of defeat thing where the skiers,
So it's the NASCAR thing for you. You're looking for the crashes.
Yeah. Another
Any
one that
spectacular curling crashes.
Curling, that's the best one. I love curling.
We need to join the.
Hello, there's a Marietta Curling Club.
Did James tell you about that?
No, my friend Rob told me about it. We're gonna go.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll let you know.
Because my coworker and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
And we texted James. We were like, dude, you got to move back here. We've got curling.
There's curling clubs everywhere. He doesn't have to move back here just for curling.
Yeah, it's at the Marietta Ice Rink.
Sorry.
Yes, he does.
We're already making plans to go. I think Wednesdays they do it. It's like curling classes. They give curling classes.
I bet right
and
about
like
now.
It's only like $27, which is
I bet
cheap.
Right about now, it's really busy.
Yeah.
And like 6 months from now,
you'll have to wait.
It's not going to be
half a year. You'll be able to get in. Right now, you're on a waiting list.
It's all the people like us who are like, yeah, let's go curl because it was just on TV.
Right. Yeah. I just want to wear the slidey shoes, man.
Oh, what they called the Teflon shoe?
Yeah.
You get the one rubber shoe and then the other Teflon shoe. So
well, the rubber goes over the Teflon. Well, they have a rubber cover on the Teflon, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, I thought they had one shoe was one and one was the other.
Yeah, but then on the Teflon one, they have a rubber cover too, so they can walk as well. And then they take it off when they slide.
Okay.
I'm sure this is really interesting. Hey, curling.
No, I was just thinking. I was just thinking to myself that I just now witnessed Mike being more excited and engaged on a topic on Nerd Burger than he has in any other episode.
Mm-hmm. you keep talking about RPGs and stuff like that. So
sorry.
Boring.
Sorry. Really?
For me? Yeah.
There's a lot of good-looking curling chicks too. That's all I'm saying.
Are there?
Yeah.
I noticed that the men's curlers, the American ones, not quite in the greatest of shape.
No.
But all of the other countries, like the Europeans,
mm-hmm.
ripped.
Yeah.
And they actually had a curling calendar. They showed it with men's curlers, and they were all the European men.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like all muscles. And
right.
in fantastic shape. And then there's the guy on the men's curling from Minnesota.
Oh yeah, the skip of
who
the
looks,
men's curling team.
Who looks like
me, us. Pretty much. Yeah. Well, the U.S. didn't do too well in curling, neither men's nor women's.
That's too bad.
They kind of puppied the bed there.
Yeah, what happened?
For reference, he said they puppied the bed. He used the word puppy.
I know. That didn't even faze me. I knew exactly what you meant.
He used that in place of the S-bomb.
Yes.
Go back and listen to Larry's previous episode.
Thanks for making my job easier,
Larry. No problem. Anything I can do to help.
So not so good with the curling.
No, the U.S. women's curling team was involved in a record that they were at the wrong end of, where they allowed 7 to be scored in one end against Great Britain, which was an Olympic record. Like
they allowed Great Britain to score against them
7 in one end.
Yeah,
so
that's out of the 8.
The 10. They throw 10.
I thought they threw 8.
No, they threw... No, you're right. It is 8. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. Out of 8, they scored 7 of their stones.
How was that even possible? Were they sleeping?
Thank you.
Jeez.
An Olympic record.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? I wonder what the record is. Like, is it 8?
I'm going to guess 8.
One would assume.
I'm guessing if I was...
But how bad do you have to be to let the one team get all of their rocks, as they call them...
Or stones.
In the house.
In the house.
Mm-hmm.
And not hit with any of yours.
Yeah. Well, maybe, like, if it was me and you and Craig and somebody else playing against...
against world-level competition.
Right.
People who have been training at elite, with elite organizations and coaches for 14 years.
Against a team from Great Britain and Scotland, where it started.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The Scottish, they come up with all the crazy sports.
That's where they get the stones, too.
Yeah.
They only come from this one place in Scotland.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
You nerdburgered me.
It's two different types of granite.
Right.
But it's typically one over the other.
Right. Well,
and
they're only allowed to harvest it, mine it, quarry it.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Third time's the charm. Once every 20 years or something.
Something like that.
You have to let it age.
Well, it's in a protected area.
Oh, okay.
So they let the curling people go in and get some stone every once in a while just so they can keep
open their
stock of stones.
All right, we're going to let you in to get the curling stones. But remember, you're not coming back for another 20 years. You great pansy.
Thank you.
Apparently it's a very non-porous stone. And they say, I think they... That was amazing.
Right, shut it.
Head pants now.
Heed paper.
Fetch me the paper if you can, dragging that huge cranium about.
It's like Sputnik.
It's round all over, but pointy in places. Oh, that was a bit offside. He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
Very nice.
What was the thing about pillows earlier?
Cartman, when he got the V-chip installed. Say pillow.
Pillow. Pillow.
Say Montana.
Montana.
And then whatever the other line was, like something about donkey nuts or something. and then he gets shocked.
Donkey.
Because we were watching Red Dawn and Mike, were they in Montana? And I immediately snapped into Cartman saying, Montana. Because that's what I do when people say Montana now. That's what I associate with Montana. I've been through Montana. I've seen things in Montana. I went to the site of Custer's Last Stand, to Little Bighorn, which is in Montana.
Do they serve Custer?
But
there?
When somebody says Montana,
you think of Cartman.
I think Montana. Pillow.
My sister was born in Montana.
Montana.
What are you looking for?
Oh,
Red Dawn was in Calumet, Colorado.
Can we sidetrack really quickly?
Sure.
Little Bighorn story?
Sure.
We're going to ramble all over. This is going to be like a James episode. My buddy Jason, back when I lived in Milwaukee, when he still lived there, he moved out to Seattle to become a professional game designer. And I drove out with him, and we did like a little 4-day trip. And, you know, we went to... Deadwood and Mount Rushmore and Devil's Tower, and we went to Little Bighorn. And we got to Little Bighorn. We were walking around, and I don't know if you've ever seen it. We can maybe link to a photo of it. It's basically just, it's pretty open. It's like a hilly area. There's a couple of buildings, and you know, in parking area and whatnot. And it's, you can kind of wander around, and they've got these flags planted all over the place that show where all the different people died. And you go in and you get a little presentation, and they talk about how Custer came through with his men, and the Native Americans came and you know, kind of knew the area better and knew the hills and valleys and were able to stay out of sight and keep an eye on them. And it all went very poorly for Custer, of course, and everybody, he and all his men got slaughtered. But so they have all these little flags for where all the soldiers died. And then there is set into the ground, you like kind of walk down into this little hillock, and within the earth, there's a circular, or maybe it was semicircular chamber, and it's got a couple of different quarters that kind of come into it. But it's all open to the sky, but it's down in the ground. Mm-hmm. Is the Native American memorial for all of the braves, you know, the tribes people who died during all of these incursions with Custer and the fight at Little Bighorn itself. And we get down in there, and we're looking around, and it's got plaques for all the different people. And it's a very quiet place, very solemn place. And there's maybe a dozen people down there looking around, very quiet. Out of nowhere comes a cell phone ringer playing, I don't remember what song it was, but some popular music song, blaring loud, just, and it's echoing around in this little stone chamber with all these metal plaques and all this, you know, reflective surfaces, just going nuts. Look over. Native American woman.
Wow.
Yep. She answered her phone, walked out. Jason and I just kind of sat there like, I really, really, really want to laugh right now. But that would be disrespectful. It's like, it's almost, you know, I hate to say it, but it's, you know, like going to one of those places, like almost like a church, right?
Right.
You know, yeah. It's like, this is a monument to people who died.
Yeah.
Were slaughtered.
Like going to the Arizona Memorial of Pearl Harbor or, you know.
It might as well, the music on her phone might as well have been the Benny Hill theme. Okay, Mike, wait for it. Wait for it. Got it cued?
Yeah.
Jason, check this out. Got a monument to this guy. Look at over here. It's very quiet, serene. This is a really beautiful monument. What the hell?
Hello?
Yeah. There you go. Nerdburger Theater.
Oh, hi! How are you?
We're at the monument for the Indians. I mean, yeah. Native Americans.
Hey, running deer.
Whoa.
Jeebus. What's going on?
But that's what it was like.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the Olympics.
Oh, I was going to play this.
Patient B5, would you step out here, please? Patient B5 here has been fitted with the new V-chip.
Oh, my head hurts.
Don't worry about that. Now, I want you to say, doggy.
Doggy.
Notice that nothing happens. Now say, Montana.
Montana.
Cool. Now, pillow.
Pillow.
All right. Now, I want you to say, horse fucker.
Go ahead, Eric. It's all right.
Horse fucker.
Okay.
Now I'd like you to say, big floppy donkey.
That's what you were thinking of.
Success! The child doesn't want to swear.
It isn't fair.
Yes, that was the donkey part. I was, well, that sounds terrible. But that was, yeah, I knew there was something about donkey in that, yeah. In that bit. He learned.
It was donkey and horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. So you guys are going to join the curling club yet, right?
Maybe.
That's the plan? Going to make your promise now, just like you, me, and James promised to go to Dragon Con, and now we're like halfway to the convention from when we talked about that.
How much is that?
When
do I need to pay?
You can pay at the door if you want to pay more.
When do I need to pay to pay less?
We got
to
look it up.
Okay.
Know.
Let's get on that.
Okay.
So you guys are actually paying to go in. You're not just going to go hang around and watch people.
You can't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Can't get into the hotels if you don't have a badge on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they nixed the people watching. You want a people watch, you can do it on the streets.
Right.
You can go to the parade. But you got to go. If you're going to go in the hotels and watch the real fun begin when everybody gets drunk in the bars, you got to have a badge.
Gotcha.
I was kind of ticked off a couple years ago. I wasn't able to go in and hang out with some people. I had to arrange one evening. I got together with a few people. We went over to like a nearby local bar rather than into the hotel. But
you want to go with us?
Maybe. How much is it?
We'll look that up.
I mean, I've heard it's a good time. I've never been. I've always really wanted to go.
It's a hoot.
I've just gone to the parade.
You can definitely find a lot to do. I mean, you just got to, you know, find your interests. There's, you know, every geeky thing you can think of is there in some respect. Just prepare to walk around a lot. It's spread out over quite a distance, quite a space.
So wear comfortable shoes, is what he's saying.
So Dragon Con is, if you buy your ticket now, all the way up through middle of May, it's $100.
Okay.
For the whole weekend, and that gets you into everything. You don't pay for events. You just pay to get in the door.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Then it bumps up to 115 for a couple months, and then it's 130 at the door.
Okay. Good to know.
So there you go. And that's not too bad. Even, you know, if you only just do the 3 days, because Monday is kind of a short day. There's not much going on, but there's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you're getting like $33 for all day's entertainment.
Yep. I'll be there.
Outside of like, if you wanted to buy autographs or any of that kind of, you know, actually buy something. So there you go.
So what else are we watching? Oh, we need to update King of the Nerds. It's been a while. We talked about it once and then.
Yeah. Like
3 weeks ago.
I don't have a great deal more to say. It's more of the same with Zach. But.
Yeah, he's still there. One thing I noticed about Nicole was like 3 episodes ago, she was wearing a shirt.
Good.
That said, that said Brew City Bruisers. And I'm like,
oh, she's roller derby.
Well, I didn't know that, but I'm like, anything that's Brew City, that's Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because of beer. So I looked it up, and sure enough, it's a roller derby team in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
And she, and actually later in, I think it was the next episode after that, she talked about how she's on a roller derby team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked it up on the internet, and sure enough, she is.
Oh, cool.
She's from Milwaukee. Or at least she lives there.
Milwaukee's own.
And now not on the show anymore.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised that she was just everything you saw about her is like, oh, she's like this, you know, kind of alternative indie chick who's got crazy hair and cute as a button, and she probably has tattoos. Although I don't know did we see any tattoos? Anyway, but she was in roller derby. But Zach, who is the giant a-hole.
Yeah, the one contestant. Everyone else you would be perfectly happy to know and be friends with. This guy, you don't want to go anywhere near. He's that guy.
Something I noticed this past episode, not so much, because basically this past episode, everybody's afraid of him now.
Yeah.
So they all just kind of wimped out. But
how does he keep winning the nerd offs?
Two episodes ago, I noticed, and I kind of thought back to previous episodes as well, and I was like, wow, look at that. Have you noticed his posture?
Oh, the weird hunched over.
Where he juts his head out on his neck, and he'll lock his arms in straight down at his sides, and he'll lean his neck up, lean his head out,
his
like
head
jut
and,
it out.
And his shoulders.
And hunch his shoulders.
He's got like old lady hunch
in
his
back. And get right in your face.
And he's like a cobra.
It's an extremely aggressive posture.
Yeah.
And he goes into it all the time.
It's weird. Freaky.
Yeah. And I must quote, this is really all I have to say, was that bit and this bit. There was a line that he was, you know, getting interviewed in the little confessional thing where it's just him in the camera. And he says, after everything's spiraling out of control and everybody's mad at him and blah, 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 he says into the camera, approximately this: I don't understand why they don't like me. They're a bunch of idiots. No cuts. No creative editing. No cuts. He said those two lines back to back, and I thought to myself, that is why they don't like you.
Right.
And that goes back
right
to something
there. That summarizes.
We pointed out earlier that he's completely not self-aware at
he's
all.
He's completely oblivious that he is really off-putting and...
He just thinks he's awesome.
And an a-hole. Yeah, well, he's one of those guys that announces his IQ at the first opportunity.
Oh, God.
You know?
Well, there you go.
So.
Another thing
he's
he
still
was,
around.
He's on several occasions openly told them, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy all of you.
Yeah. So not only is he unaware,
he's kind of complex.
He's just a dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to him losing in the last episode, if there is a god.
What channel is this show on?
TBS.
Okay. King of the Nerds.
Thursday
huh?
nights, I think.
Well, I watch it on the DVR channel.
Well, so do I, but...
I there's very few things I watch on when they're on. Right now,
me
the,
either.
Right now, the only thing I watch when it's on is Walking Dead. That's my Sunday night. I wind down and watch Walking Dead. And then I go to bed.
That's still on too late for us.
Yeah, well, you're a bunch of old people, you and your wife.
We'll stay up if it's like the season finale or the mid-season finale or whatever, and we'll watch it.
And we'll get to Walking Dead one of these days.
Yeah, because that came back.
Yep. Came back strong.
Very strong. Are you watching it?
No, oh, okay. I don't have Netflix, and I have like Xfinity, so I have all the on-demand stuff, but I can't go back to the beginning.
Oh.
Like, I'm not going to start something in the middle. No. I don't do that, so I can't.
So you need to wait until...
Eventually, I'll watch it, but okay. Once I can start from the beginning.
All right.
So we're about 95% of the way through the show, and we're done talking TV.
All right.
What's next?
Larry, what do you do for a living?
I work in a restaurant. I'm a manager at a restaurant.
And you wanted to talk a little bit about...
Yelp.
Yelp.com.
And my love-hate relationship, mostly hate, with Yelp.
Okay, just to cover it for everybody, what's Yelp?
Yelp is a site where pretty much anybody can go on and write a review of any business.
Completely anonymously.
Yeah.
And it's whatever your user handle is.
Right.
And it's a very popular site, so you've got quite an audience.
Yes.
And what do you get when you combine anonymity and an audience with a normal person? A complete dickwad.
Yes. Pretty much.
Is that the greater internet dickwad theory?
Correct. So, stories, Yelp stories?
Let's see. You have a love-hate relationship with it, of course, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is you can be so anonymous. And you, for instance, my restaurant got recently a 1-star review.
Ouch.
Because they got a parking ticket.
On the street?
Yes, because they parked...
In front of a fire hydrant?
No, they parked
in a red
zone.
In front of a driveway
parking space and did not pay the parking meter.
Oh,
and that's under your control,
of course. They were from out of town and did not see the meter. Like in, you know, they have numbers by each space, and then it's not like a meter at each space anymore. There's a number, and then there's like a place where you go and pay your money. You can pay
Milwaukee
with a credit card or whatever.
Like there is everywhere.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, we didn't know.
Milwaukee has it.
We figured
everywhere.
Parking was free, and we didn't know that they had free valet parking, which we do.
Ignorance of the law.
Yeah.
Ignorance of the law is not protection from the law.
Yeah. But the whole review, like, the food was fine, the service was fine, blah, 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 all this stuff, but they got a ticket.
Those are the best.
So 1-star.
Right. Those are the best where it's a whole list of all the stuff that everything was, this was good, this was fine, this was good, we like this, da, 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 da. And then there's one thing, and now they're... enraged.
Exactly.
Or they're offended.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're angry over some stupid one thing. Otherwise,
that's like saying everything at the restaurant was amazing and then we got a flat tire on the way home. We're never eating there again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, you're better off. Really.
We also had another review this is a while ago, but we have a patio, and we have a big fountain, and most reviewers are like, oh, the fountain is beautiful, and it's wonderful, la 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 la. So one guy was like, they sat us next to a fountain, which flecked unsanitary water on our food. What? You know, you may think it's nice, but it wasn't. And the food was overpriced for what you got, and I guess they needed money to pay for the fountain.
Obsessed with the fountain.
Exactly.
Are people really sitting close enough to the fountain that it's splashing on them?
No.
Hey, guy that made that review, I got news for you. Everything in the world is covered in a thin layer of poo.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can test for it. It's true. Everything is covered in poo. Mm-hmm. There is fecal matter everywhere.
Fecal coliform bacteria.
Correct.
Because thank you, Mythbusters.
Mythbusters, when they decided to test whether or not flushing your toilet with the seat up next to this with your sink there, uh-huh. with your toothbrush out,
and how far away the toothbrush was from the toilet,
right? And it basically came down to their control test was
to a toothbrush out in the kitchen, away from the toilet,
out coming out of the package.
Well, no. That was at first it was the toothbrush out in the kitchen that was way away from the toilet,
right?
And they tested that, and that even had it on it. So then they took a toothbrush directly out of the package and uh-huh. swiped it at the lab and uh-huh. in the Petri dish and gave it to him, and that had poop on it. Brand new toothbrush.
That's awesome.
So the next time you're worried about whether or not something's sanitary or cleanly,
right.
just clean. It's not. Don't even bother.
Right.
It's got poop on it. Go ahead and eat it and enjoy.
Eat
your fountain water,
my fountain
spicy
water.
Shrimp or whatever.
Right,
fountain water spicy shrimp. I'm hungry now. It's coming up on dinner time.
Yes, it is.
Now, Larry, you alerted us that not only are there Yelp reviews out there. But some people have taken the time to have professional actors record and make performances out of these Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
And Larry sent me some of his favorites, and I went through and whittled out two.
And this has a name?
It's Real Actors Read Yelp.
Yeah.
And I find it hysterical.
And we'll link to this if you want to watch it. So that you can get the full experience, because you do get, like, you know, the whole emotional range on the actors' faces. They do a really good job.
They do.
All we're going to have here on the podcast, of course, is the audio.
Oh, we're not going to watch in here?
Nope, we're going to just listen.
I ordered the broiled crab cakes, and they were really good. And I called and asked if I could speak to the supervisor. And the girl that answered the phone wanted to know what it was in reference to. And I told her it was regarding the food I ordered, and she said, what was wrong with it? And I said, nothing. I just wanted to let him or her know that it was good. And then she was like, okay, hold on. When the manager got on the phone, and I thanked him and let him know it was good, he said, thank you, and you're welcome. It seemed like he was in a rush.
Because restaurant managers got all kinds of time.
I don't
want
to eat there anymore.
Exactly.
I don't think I want to eat there anymore.
Yeah. Who is this?
Because if the manager isn't nice, then what does that say about the business you're running?
He says, practically crying. Now his lips quivering.
Yeah.
Chris Kapiniak.
They're mostly stage actors.
Yeah, he's a Broadway guy. I noticed there was a handful that were primarily like character actor stuff. Like you've seen them.
That was a one-star review, by the way, of that place, where the food was amazing, and he wanted to call and tell them that it was great and everything was good.
He actually took the effort to call to tell them that it was great, but then the manager sounded like he was in a rush.
Well, because he probably was. The kitchen was probably going down in flames, and he probably like had 30 servers wanting him to do comps or coupons or something. And it's like, really? That's all we do. We just sit around and take phone calls.
Well, if they're a manager, don't they just sit in an office in the back somewhere?
That's all I do.
With their feet up, playing Tetris.
That sounds like a sweet gig.
We had the Oyster Fest in town.
You do. It's called Minister of Slack.
Oh, yeah.
Oyster Fest is this week, which is right around the corner from us. We did, we were on a wait when I got to work yesterday at 6 and stayed on that wait until about 10 last night. We did about $30,000 in sales yesterday, which is ridiculous. Yes, I just sat in the office the whole time. That's all I did.
Playing Tetris.
Yeah, no.
Eating Funyuns.
One more?
Sure.
This is also, I believe, a one-star review.
Horrible experience. I went here with a group of 6, including my parents. And despite our reservation, we had to wait 20 minutes for a table that was empty when we walked in. My father was in the unlucky seat with his back to the kitchen and ended up with a bowl of soy sauce down his back, coat, hat, umbrella, thanks to a clumsy waiter who giggled at his mistake with an insincere apology. The management offered to pay for the dry cleaning bill. Later in the evening, my mother was doused with an iced beverage thanks to another bumbling member of the waitstaff.
That's happened to you.
Our meal was comped thanks to this second food shower, but my father's nice golf umbrella was completely ruined.
It didn't make it?
As was our evening.
Aww.
Our food was subpar for such a highly rated restaurant. Overcooked fish, undercooked noodles, and one dish that wasn't labeled as spicy was so hot that my father refused to eat it. I won't be going back to this particular P.F. Chang's. I had better food and service at other locations. But if you are going to venture downtown to this restaurant, bring a raincoat. You're gonna need it.
That's the kicker right there.
P.F. Chang's. I included that one strictly for the punchline.
Exactly.
I won't be returning to this particular P.F. Chang's.
Well, I'd like to say that's not any P.F. Chang's I've ever been to. P.F. Chang's, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast.
I love P.F. Chang's.
Yeah,
I've had nothing but good experiences.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
For the record, Larry does not manage a P.F. Chang's.
No, I don't.
Yes, and I had a pitcher of tea spilled down my back at a Pizza Hut once. Mike was there for that.
No, I wasn't.
No, that's right. You were already gone, but Allison was there.
Have you been to Pizza Hut since then?
No.
Wow.
But I don't normally go to Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that
was
speaking just, of Pizza
it was, Hut. It was a bye-bye lunch for an employee who was leaving.
Yeah. Recent news, I just saw this breaking news where they caught a Pizza Hut manager peeing in the sink in the kitchen.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah, did you see that one?
Did they have a cute headline like pee in Pizza Hut?
No. Yeah, they did, actually. Yeah, he got fired. They caught him on
it's like Pizzle Hut.
Like he's over there, you see him over there working on the computer. It was obviously like after hours, nobody was in there, and he was like working on the computer. He turns around, he goes to his sink. Pees in the sink, turns the water on, washes it down, goes back, starts working on the computer again. It's like, okay. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Are we done?
Looks like it.
Okay.
Larry.
Thanks for having me back.
Thank you for coming along to the show again.
Goodbye, Larry.
Goodbye, Larry. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-oh.
It's time for you to get the hell out.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Right, I gotta get it. Oh. It's my outro, y'all. See y'all next time on the River Show. Uh-huh.
Do we want to have Larry read the outro?
No. It's okay.
Well,
where can they find us, Mike?
Oh, first of all, thanks, Larry.
Yeah, we said, okay. Well, okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.
For more microphone fun.
They can find us at NerdBurgerShow.com, at NerdBurgerShow on Twitter and Facebook. Email us, NerdBurgerShow@gmail.com.
On the next episode of NerdBurger, Craig installs a V-chip in Mike.
Uh-oh.
Mike, say Montana.
Montana.
Now say pillow.
Pillow.
Now say, if I die, Craig can have all my stuff. Say it. Forever on the internet.
You'll have to take that up with Allison.
Jeez. Take it up, right?
It's out of my control.
Yeah. Boo. Boo. Ben Knapp, no votes here. Take your lies elsewhere. Boo. I tried to slip it past him. It didn't work. He's too smart for me.